Well, few people have spent more summers at Old Del Mar than Joe Harper, who is the chief executive officer of the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. He has been there for 40 years. Yeah, four decades. Started at Del Mar in 1978 and will receive the Eclipse Award of Merit coming up, the Eclipse Awards on January 24th at Gulfstream Park, in recognition of a lifetime of outstanding achievement in thoroughbred racing. And Joe, kind enough to join us now up bright and early in Southern California. Joe, appreciate the visit and congratulations on that tremendous honor.
Well, thank you. It obviously is a great honor, and it's very kind of them to recognize the old guy. I think, you know, you get old enough, they start giving you things, but this is a real honor for me, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it certainly is. When you talk to people about Del Mar, what makes it so special? What things do you want them to know about the racetrack and about the location?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, it's easy to be successful when you're, you know, a couple of feet from the Pacific Ocean in a vacation destination spot. But I think it's the entertainment value. It's the fun place. You know, there's lots of things going on down here in this area, and Del Mar is certainly one of them. I think we've always tried to market the place as just come out and have fun, whether or not you're a racetracker or been hanging around the horses for a long time, but it's a party. It's a great atmosphere, and I think that's, you know, the great employees that we've got there, that we're all pretty friendly. We all like each other, and it's a great work environment.
When we were talking about you coming on the show earlier today, I talked about you and the fact that you know, you've done so much for Del Mar, but you've always done it in a fun manner. Your sense of humor, your love of the game, and the way that you presented it comes from the top down. Everybody there is in a good mood, because when you come to work in the morning, you're in a good mood and you're always smiling and you've always got great stuff going on. And you've been like that. I've known you for 40 years, and you've been like that every day.
Yeah, I think, well, there are some days, but...
Well, we all have those days, but for the most part.
But, I mean, who wouldn't you be happy living here and working with these great guys? But I think it is. I think you know, if you're lucky, a business, not just a racetrack, will take on a personality of its own. And I think the people that run it are really the tone setters for that type of personality. And I think that, you know, with the Hollywood roots that we have here at Del Mar, where the old Bing Crosby and the old golden era of Hollywood kind of founded the place way back in the 30s. And I think that's kept on. I mean, that's kind of my heritage, growing up in a motion picture family. And it was just a fit, you know. The first time I came to work down here in the 60s as a cinema photographer. And I think Jude was working in the press box somewhere in there, too. And so it was, you know, it was always part of my heart when I came down here and saw what it was, you know.
Joe, you mentioned growing up in a motion picture family, the grandson of Cecil B. DeMille. Talk a little bit about the early days of Joe Harper and being introduced to that side of things and to racing in general.
Well, I think, you know, growing up in you know, where, you know, every time he came home, there was Charlton Heston or Yul Brynner or some Hollywood personality there, Gary Cooper. It was spending, you know, hours on the soundstage, being a circus performer or a Hebrew slave or whatever they stuck me in. I tell you, the circus performer at 7 was easy. The Hebrew slave at 11 was, I looked more like an Irish paper boy with a bad wig on. I think that's why they... I could hear my grandfather. I move him back a little bit. You know? 10,000 people in the Exodus. I was 10,001 in the back.
But, that's great.
It was great growing up in there. And you have a sense of entertainment. You know, what gets into people to a movie is not that remote from what gets people into a racetrack. It's all about entertainment and put him in a neat environment, and that's, you know, I think my background in the growing up probably helped me in racing. You know?
Well, it certainly shows, because you get fantastic crowds, and there's always something extra at Del Mar. It's not just going to the track. There's you know, there's shows after the races. There's events in the infield. There's always something going on there that's not strictly involved with racing, but ways to get new people in. And I know it's a constant struggle. You mentioned me working in the press box. The thing that used to irritate me the most is when people would say, "Oh, the horses are running at Del Mar," and I go, "What are we doing?" You know, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's such a great place to be in the color and the excitement, and now you've turned it into a fashion event and a party and all of these things, and it's really a be seen kind of place, and people love to go. I mean, they can't wait to get there.
Yeah, we're lucky there. And I think, you know, it all stemmed back from trying to figure out why people didn't go. You know, when we did some market research and asked them if they'd been to Del Mar, and they said no. We said, why? And they couldn't give us an idea. They couldn't give us a reason. And so then you realize, oh, well, they just don't care about going to racing, you know. So let's give them a reason to come out there. And that's when the concert started and the food trucks and the family fun days and everything we could think of. Almost every day there's something other than just racing going on there. And I think we've made a lot of fans for Del Mar. I hope we made a few fans for racing in general, but Del Mar seems to have a life of its own down there. And we've been lucky.
Even Camp Del Mar, what a fantastic concept to get, you know, young people involved. I mean, little kids go to Camp Del Mar and that's got to rub off on a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, the parents sometimes say, "Are you going to teach them to bet?" You know. Well, hey, that's an idea. Sure, why not? Well, we do have a bouncy ball race in between the races, so that's been a big hit. Yeah.
Visiting with Joe Harper, the chief executive officer of the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club, he will receive the Eclipse Award of Merit on January 24th at Gulfstream Park, and that is an honor that recognizes a lifetime of outstanding achievement in thoroughbred racing. Joe, you've been credited with so many iconic achievements at Del Mar over the years. When you think back on those 40 years, what are some of the things that you are most proud of?
Well, I think first we have to say that I take credit for all the other people that are doing the hard work. And without them, we'd be nothing. But I don't know. I mean, we're having fun down here. It's it just the pieces seem to fit as we went along and came up with stuff. And I mean, you know, Craig Dato's a super marketing guy and he gets it. You know, the top guys down here are all kind of all on the same page. It just works, you know. And so I'm not sure you point out any one particular thing, but I do think it's a feeling. It's an environment that we've created that makes people want to come. You know,
that whole Pacific Classic thing has worked out pretty good.
Yeah, it sure did. John Mabey was on our original director and president of Del Mar, and I think he had more horses in training in this country than anybody else at one point. And John would say, "We have to get $1 million raise." I said, "Boss, we're not making quite enough money," but of course, finally we did make enough money to put $1 million race on. Of course, he won the first one with Best Pal, but it certainly is that $1 million figure always puts you on the map a bit, and we get some pretty good horses out here for it. And Breeders' Cup was the big deal. I mean, thank goodness Craig Fravel. I hate to lose him, but I think we came out a lot better with him being at Breeders' Cup than actually at Del Mar, because he made the Eastern contingent, I think, understand what Del Mar was about and how we could handle a Breeders' Cup, and seemed to work pretty good when we had it here, and they're coming back. So I'll be looking forward to it.
Yeah, that was one of the most outstanding Breeders' Cups of all time, I thought. I mean, it's something that I waited for many, many years to have Breeders' Cup at Del Mar. That was just awesome.
Yeah, the plant, when we built, redid this plant, rebuilt the whole track in the early 90s, that was always kind of in the back of our minds was, you know, let's build this place where the high end can, utilize it on those kind of days. And so it lent itself to a Breeders' Cup with mean, we purposely kept the crowd down, you know, to under 40,000, just so people would be able to move around easier and do that. And but we had so many high-end spots that the price points were certainly that made it the most successful financial Breeders' Cup ever. So that was they liked that. We liked that, and everybody discovered San Diego and Del Mar. So I think I look forward to coming back.
Joe, you touched on the early days and being around the cinema folks. Were you always thinking that at one point in your life you were going to be involved in racing in some capacity, or was there a time when you said, you know what, maybe I want to do something a little bit different?
Well, I think in those early days, you know, being on the set and everything, I thought, gee, this acting thing might be kind of fun. My first real job, other than cleaning out stalls at the family ranch, was delivering the mail at MGM Studios, which opened my eyes to a lot of the business that I didn't know existed. But I think that, you know, we always had horses. My mom bred them, raced them. She was the first female president of the Breeders Association. She was a dynamic person in the sport. And I think, you know, seeing her and the fun she had it kind of got me toward it. I was always out at the track as a kid. And in fact, I remember as a little boy sitting with her outside the stable gate at Hollywood Park. And we didn't go in right away. I said, Mom, why don't we go in? She said, because the sun isn't up yet. And they wouldn't let women in the backstretch until the sun came up.
Wow.
Always, Those are the good old days, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's things like that just, you know, what she went through and how she did it. And she was such a great role model for me. And that I figured, you know, if she can have this much fun and enjoyment out of it, maybe I ought to give it a try. And then Joe Burnham, this great, you know, cameraman, producer of many TV shows involving racing, came along and offered me a job. And I said, oh, okay. So that kind of got me working at Santa Anita during the 1966-67 racing season. It was the first year that I actually had a job at a racetrack. And it was fun. It was, you know, Santa Anita, Hollywood, and Del Mar. And that was the circuit we were on as a camera guy. And, you know, I was hooked.
Well, a lot of people don't remember the days when Del Mar was actually like a B track, where the purses were really small and all the jocks left after Hollywood Park to go to Saratoga and that. But I'm old enough now. I remember that. And it's really funny now when I tell people that Del Mar used to be that way. It wasn't always the great place that we're so used to now. They're always surprised, like it was always that way. But in the 40 years that you've been involved, the purses have gone from, you know, $8,000 into the millions of dollars. And it's just a tribute to what you've done all those years and done it methodically and expertly and just built it up to what it is now.
Well, thanks, Jude. I think, you know, the whole concept behind the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club when we came in to get the lease back in the 60s was, you know, hey, let's put all the money back into the facility. Let's make this place cool. It could have gone country fair direction or Saratoga direction. And I think when you figure out that when you can make a money to and put it all back into the facility in one form or another, that's a great payoff. And it's worked so well over the years of, you know, I mean, last year we'll put $12 million into this facility through profits from racing. And it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't go into dividends for directors, or it doesn't go anywhere off the track. Goes right into Del Mar. And that capital improvement fund that we've built up over the years has really led to the success of building a new racetrack and just keeping all the improvements up to date.
Joe, break out your crystal ball. What does the future hold for Del Mar?
I'd like to think we can keep this roll going. I think that, you know, I mean, I'm stepping back a little bit. Josh Rubenstein is our new president, and he's been here since he was in high school. Great kid, great smart. And I always maintain that if you aren't smart enough, you ought to surround yourself with people that are smarter than you. Sometimes that could be pretty easy, but, you know, the people we have now here working at here, they understand it, they get it, they're smart. And I think the future is in their hands, really, and we can continue the direction that we've gone in of the entertainment value and you know, the best racing we can get, and just keep our attitude happy and above board. I think you're going to have the best shot of keep this thing going the way it is.
Yeah, one of the true good guys in the sport of thoroughbred racing, Joe Harper, the chief executive officer of the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club, with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Joe, appreciate the visit here this morning. Appreciate you getting up early with us on the West Coast, and look forward to seeing you at Gulfstream Park. And congratulations again on that honor. Enjoy your special night at the Eclipse Awards.
Hey, thanks a lot, fellas. Been good talking to you guys.